KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 65 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A flood warning remains in effect until further notice for all those counties here in western Iowa located along the Missouri River, as well as those in eastern Nebraska. And a flash flood watch is in effect until Wednesday morning for Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 10:30 a.m. today for southwest Fremont County. A levee along the Missouri River failed Monday morning in northwest Missouri, prompting a flash flood warning for the town of Hamburg. Fire Chief Dan Sturm witnessed the failure at 9:50 a.m. in an area where three partial breaches occurred last week.
We were down getting ready to wring some sand boils and actually watched the breach occur. This time, instead of sealing itself off, it did tend to blow itself out.
Flood water started gushing through the gap, which widened to more than 30 feet in less than an hour.
And there really wasn't anything we could do to stop it at that point. We pulled everybody back, started to final preparation for sealing off the town here with the secondary levee.
That levee has, the breach has since widened to some 300 feet. A secondary levee was built last week to try and protect Hamburg. I'll have more news in just a moment.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
Crews are trying to build up a protective wall to keep floodwaters from reaching Hamburg after the swollen Missouri River punched a massive hole in the main levee, as we mentioned. The river actually ruptured two levees in northwest Missouri on Monday, sending torrents of water over rural farmland toward Hamburg and a Missouri resort community. Water spilling through a nearly 300-foot hole in the levee a few miles from Hamburg is expected to reach the town today. The floodwaters could top a secondary levee built to protect the town by tomorrow. The Army Corps of Engineers said crews are working to increase the wall's height by 3 feet, but if it breaks, parts of Hamburg could be under as much as 10 feet of standing water. Officials in Council Bluffs say a flood evacuation plan is in place for about half of the city, with a three-tier warning system ready to tell residents when to prepare a bag to flee and when to leave their homes. At a press conference Monday, officials said they hope the plan, which covers up to 30,000 people, will never be needed, that the levees along the swollen Missouri River will hold for the next two or so months, and that homes and businesses in western Council Bluffs will remain dry. Council Bluffs' three-tier warnings will be sent out through local media outlets and to the National Weather Service alerts. A level one alert means a slowly developing flood event is in the area, and city recommends residents prepare to leave, including packing a bag. A level two alert would mean that a levee is failing and residents are urged to leave. And finally, a level three alert, if it's released, indicates dangerous flooding is on the way. A mandatory evacuation would be in effect and tornado sirens would sound. The city has more than 60 buses available to help, and people who need transportation are urged to limit their personal belongings to one bag and two pets. Pets must be leashed and in a carrier. Any resident who may need help in the evacuating in the event of a level 3 alert is urged to call the city at 712-328-4672. Now, in addition to the media and National Weather Service broadcasts, residents can sign up for automated telephone calls through the City of Council Bluffs Code Red program. That's available on the city's website. Those without computers or access to them can call 712-328-4672 to register for the Code Red program. Fearing flooding from the swollen Missouri River, the Pottawatomie County Animal Shelter has moved from Council Bluffs to a new spot in Underwood, and some volunteers are providing temporary housing for some of the dogs up for adoption. People who want to adopt any of the animals must schedule an appointment by calling 712-366-0152. Governor Branstad has issued a proclamation to help car and travel trailer dealers and vehicle recycling companies affected by flooding along the Missouri River. He issued the proclamation on Monday. Iowa code provisions and fees associated with the operation of the sale of new and used vehicles and travel trailers and for performing vehicle recycling have been suspended for 30 days. The move allows businesses to move vehicles and establish lots away from their principal building business locations. The proclamation affects businesses located in Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties. Part of the cause of the Missouri River flooding here in western Iowa is the deep snowpack in the Rocky Mountains. John Lawson is the Wyoming area manager for the Great Plains region of the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The office manages reservoirs and dams far upriver from the Missouri. Lawson said the scene for the current flooding was set months ago.
We started getting a snowpack building way above average early on, even as early as February, and it continued on till we finally got to record heights of snowpack.
Snowpack refers to the amount of water contained in the snow, and while the Bureau's records on snowpack only date back to the early 1980s, Lawson said people have been measuring river flows for much longer.
We are forecasting inflows into our reservoir system that you would have to go back to somewhere in around 1917 to find the kind of flows that we're talking about and we're predicting that we're going to get over the next 30 to 45 days.
While Iowa's already seen temperatures topping off in the 90s and even above 100 degrees, Lawson said the record snowpack in Wyoming hasn't even melted much yet.
We have information that says we're about 327% above average with regard to water content in the snow. We are dealing with a very unusual situation, actually a situation that we have no records of to judge by.
Lawson says the Bureau has been releasing water from reservoirs upstream in anticipation of the melting snow. Iowans along the Missouri River are being warned the flooding could last for many weeks, even months. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And in our funeral announcements, 46-year-old Rick Jones of Harlan died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Rick Jones will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. 63-year-old Susan Davis of Fontenelle died Wednesday. Memorial services for Susan Davis will be today at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. 78-year-old Irene Bloom of Harlan died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Irene Bloom will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 85-year-old Lois Ness of Audubon died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Ness will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. 76-year-old Merle Eberly of Clarinda died Saturday. Celebration of Life services for Merle Eberly will be held Thursday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Clarinda. The Eichemeyer Funeral Chapel in Clarinda has arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday in Trainer. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.